Though it's rare and treatable, some pregnant mums worry about preeclampsia. Here I'm talking to a mum in the third trimester who's got some questions.
Karina, how far on are you in your pregnancy?
I am actually 26 weeks. Today, I think.
Right, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So just coming to the end of your second trimester.
Yes.
And how are you?
I'm okay. It's my second pregnancy. And I haven't really had the time to sort of think about how I feel. And I've been very lucky in this pregnancy that I have had no morning sickness. Sorry, Kath. and no tiredness. And it's really strange, like nothing. With the first one, I was tired. I was feeling nauseous. And with the second one, I don't know if it's because I haven't allowed myself or my body just hasn't.
Well, your body's had a trial run, that's the first thing. So it's used to it, so it knows how to handle it.
Yeah.
But some women just find that they're energised in pregnancy.
Yeah.
And lucky old you. Are you still working?
I'm still working 3 days a week. And then the other 2 days, well, the 4 days I look after my daughter full time. So she's not in nursery when I'm not working. Mm-hmm. And I've been project managing the renovation of our house, which has been very stressful. And I think actually that's partly got to do with that I haven't had the time to think at all about the fact that I'm pregnant.
Well, you've
so
been
it's
really,
been quite easy.
Really multitasking.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of women have to do when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
And in a way, we were made to do that.
Yeah.
As you go into your third trimester, mm-hmm. Karina, is there anything that you're concerned about?
Well, yes, a little different things. Obviously, even if it's the second birth, you still have concerns how it's going to go, you know, coming towards the end of the pregnancy, is the baby healthy, etc. But I keep hearing this word preeclampsia, and I don't actually know that much about it. And there was a girl at my work that had to leave early because she had it. And I feel slightly nervous about what it is, and I don't really understand the implications of it.
Okay. Well, the first thing is that it's commonest in first babies. You're in your second baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, the likelihood of your getting it is not very great. It's also not that common. It's not uncommon, but it's not that common. However, it is quite a serious condition. And so at every single antenatal visit, you'll be checked for the early signs of preeclampsia, or the full name is preeclamptic toxemia, PET. And the midwives, the doctors, will always be on the lookout for it. So should anything, you know, at all go wrong, it'll be spotted early. So I don't think it's something that you should worry about. Now, have you any idea of how it might affect you?
No, I mean, this is so ignorant of me because obviously I'm on my second pregnancy and I feel I should know. But isn't it something to do with like your feet swollen and your hands and no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What you will notice,
yes,
the first signs probably that you retain fluid, and one of the first signs that you might notice is that your face will go puffy. So you look in the mirror and you kind of look and think, is it puffy? Is it? I think it is a bit more puffy than it was yesterday. And you think, oh, well, maybe it's just today. The next morning you look and it's puffy again. And at about the same time, you may notice that your wedding ring gets tighter. That's one of the first signs, because you retain fluid in your hands and your feet as well. So your rings get tight. And the other thing is that your feet swell, your ankles swell. So if you get facial swelling, swelling of your hands and swelling of your feet, you really must tell your midwife or doctor straight away. Because the other signs that they look for, you won't know about. Now, if that's all you get, a little bit of fluid retention, and then they check for the two other major aspects of PET, one is that you leak protein from your kidneys. You start to lose protein from your kidneys, and so it appears in your urine.
Is that why you have to do the urine test?
Yes, that's why you do urine tests every time, to see if there's any protein there. And if there is protein, of course, there'll be a full investigation. But if you've got swelling of your hands or your feet or your face and protein in your urine, that will be taken very seriously. If all you get is the kind of fluid retention, the swelling, you won't need any treatment. But if protein appears in your urine, you well may. The other thing that they will look out for is a raised blood pressure. And that's why you have your blood pressure taken every day. every time you go to the antenatal clinic, and it's also why you're seen more often. So that if anything is happening to your blood pressure, it's noticed. And you know, in the last month, you'll be seen weekly.
Yeah.
So that the slightest rise in your blood pressure will be noted, and you'll be given instructions as to what to do about it. Now, any of these things on their own isn't as serious as getting all three. If you get all three, swollen hands, face and feet, some protein leaking into your urine, and a raised blood pressure, that means you've got preeclampsia. And you'll almost certainly be taken into hospital. Because, first of all, the doctors will probably want to treat your raised blood pressure to bring it down. And another thing that happens is that something sometimes goes a bit wonky with your blood clotting mechanism. The blood seems to clot more easily, so you may be given a little dose of aspirin just to thin the blood. And the doctors will want to watch you because they have to monitor the baby very carefully. What's actually going on in PET is that something happens in the placenta. Preeclampsia starts in the placenta. We don't know why, we don't know how. We still haven't found out about it. But for some reason, the placenta doesn't seem to be getting as much of a blood supply as it really needs. And so the health of your baby may be at risk. And if you don't respond to treatment, or if your baby shows any signs of distress, the treatment for PET is very simple. You just get the baby out.
Even at sort of say 37 weeks or
37 weeks is fine.
Right.
Oh yes, 36 weeks it's fine.
Right.
35 weeks it's fine.
Right.
No, your baby's very mature at that age. Their lungs are mature, you know, their vital organs are all working well.
They're just growing at that stage.
Yes, but in fact PET usually comes on from kind of 34 weeks onwards. So in a way, the babies are okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything may go according to plan and you have a normal delivery and a normal baby. Mm. Everything's fine. Mm. But should your blood pressure not come down, and should your baby, because the placenta is not working properly, should your baby show any signs of distress, you will have a cesarean section. And the baby will be whipped out safe and sound. And that treatment actually stops PET immediately. The treatment is to have the baby. And you're all right. And
the baby's
okay.
Is it true that, or is that, you know, like if you are stressing too much, so if you have a very stressful lifestyle, that it can bring on preeclampsia? Or what brings it on?
Well, there's all sorts of little stories about what might bring it on. Actually, some people think that you might be able to prevent PET by what you eat.
Yeah.
You know, there's no evidence to show that diet can affect it in any way, or the amount of exercise you take. Mm. That isn't significant either. Some people think that you should eat a lot of protein. That might protect your baby. There's no evidence to support that. Okay. So there aren't any things that you can do that might prevent you from getting it. But as I say, it comes on towards the end of pregnancy when your baby's very mature and therefore can be delivered by a cesarean section very safely. It tends to run in families. Mm-hmm. If your mother had it, there's a slightly greater chance that you will have it. Just because you had it in one pregnancy doesn't mean to say that you'll get it in another, but you'll be watched even more carefully. Mm-hmm. So, and can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 36.
A perfect age. Yeah. There's, you know, it's not particularly associated with the older mother.
No.
If you have it very mild PET in one pregnancy, it's likely to be very mild if you have it again. Okay. So, people tend to worry about it because they don't know a lot about it. But in fact, if you know, you're going to be watched very carefully. B, you'll be whipped into hospital to make sure the doctors are keeping an eye on you. C, if the baby shows any distress, It'll be delivered.
Well, thank you for reassuring me. The other's quite reassuring.
Good.
Yeah.
And you know what to look out for now.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Before.
And also you understand why you have these checkups.
Yeah.
But it's incredible how little information really your GP gives you. And, you know, you sort of just go and do these things, but actually you don't understand why you have to do them.
Yes, and you see there's a rhyme and reason for everything. As you said, that's why your urine is tested every time you go to see if there's any protein. And the blood pressure to make sure that it isn't raised.
Yeah.
And if your blood pressure goes up a little bit, you'll be advised to take more rest.
Yeah.
You've just and actually, stress isn't good for your blood pressure. But you're clearly one of those who's capable of dealing with all that stress and...
Yeah,
and your blood pressure staying steady?
Yeah, no, it has been fine. I think. I mean, I'm due for a checkup tomorrow, so we'll see. My 26-week checkup.
Well, ask about your blood pressure.
I think I will actually.
Yeah, do.
Yeah.
And say, well, what would you do if it was up?
Yeah.
Just ask them.
Question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I must say, you both look blooming.
Oh. Don't quite feel it yet. But thank you.
You do. Yeah. Nobody would think that you were being sick morning, noon, and night.
Yeah. Your skin is glowing.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, a few people at work were saying, oh, Kathy, you look a bit peaky. Are you feeling okay? And at that stage, I wasn't, and I hadn't got to the stage where I was telling people. Yeah. But I do feel like I've got colour back on my cheeks because I was looking very grey. You know how you can look very grey in the early stages?
And the whole skin thing is fascinating. Like, with my first, I had spots everywhere. I mean, here and... on my back and none this time.
That's the progesterone, the pregnancy hormone.
Right.
It tends to make the skin produce more sebum, and so you get acne-like
I had acne-like spots. Yeah. I mean, on my chest and back, remember?
Yeah.
But you see, Kath is showing a very good side of progesterone, because progesterone is a tranquilizing hormone, and so if you just get a little bit more sebum in your skin, it makes your skin look very soft and supple and smooth, just the way yours is.
Really glowing.
Oh, thank you.
No, you do. And also, in the second trimester, you tend to get that tranquilizing effect, coupled with quite a lot more energy. Yeah. So the second trimester of pregnancy can be...
It's
our second pregnancy. Yeah. For me, I just can't wait, because I feel like I'm really through the morning sickness, as we've talked about. So I just can't wait now for the next stage before you get too big and heavy. Yeah.
Yes. It is a good stage. We'll have a blast.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Happy hormones kick in.
That's it. The husband thinks, oh, thank God, finally. Yeah. Got my wife back for a bit.
Exactly.
Well done.
Being careful about your antenatal checkups will mean that any signs of preeclampsia will be picked up early. So attend every one. For further information, I've published a number of books, which you can obtain from my own website, miriamstoppard.com, or that of my publisher, Darling Kindersley, at dk.com/Miriam Stoppard. Or you can subscribe to my podcasts for a detailed guide to your pregnancy. I'd like to thank the Children's Mutual, one of the UK's leading providers of the Child Trust Fund, for their support.